One of the largest labor actions in the U.S. right now isn't at a factory or a chain store. It is on the campus of Columbia University in New York City. About 3,000 graduate students there are on strike. They say they're part of a shadow labor force of teacher assistants and researchers who are underpaid and undervalued. And now, as students head into finals, Columbia says if these student workers are still striking by the end of the day, they may lose their jobs. One of those workers is with us now. Johanna King-Slutsky is a PhD student in English and Comparative Literature. Johanna, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Columbia made student workers an offer last night. It includes a 3% annual pay increase, subsidies for dental care, child care. What do you think? Is it enough?
You know, I really want to say that it is, but I don't think that we're even close to happy with it. I kind of consider it a fancy piece of PR to try to keep people, you know, in the press and faculty and undergraduates who maybe aren't paying as close attention as the members are happy.
So help me understand more about, you know, what troubles you about your working conditions. There's a lot of people who are listening to this who may not be sympathetic to graduate school workers at an Ivy League university on the path to a pretty good job, a high-paying job. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question because I've heard this before and it's really frustrating. And so kind of a shift that I hope people can make in their mind is we're teachers. You know, people have a lot of sympathy for teacher strikes. I have my own class. I and many of my colleagues teach the same kinds of classes, the exact same classes that faculty teach. So we're not just a bunch of rich kids. You know, we're teachers with families. We're not, you know, we're not asking for a lot. We're only asking for something that Columbia has said explicitly that it can afford to pay us and it doesn't want to. Hmm. You know, something that I think about a lot is I'm a literature student. So one of the things I study is Moby Dick. And there's this scene in Moby Dick where he has a bad dream about Ahab kicking him with his ivory leg. Mm. And Ahab says, "Oh, you don't like being kicked? You have the honor of being kicked by me. I'm an amazing captain and my ivory leg is so beautiful, but only the finest ivory. You don't want to be kicked over and over by the ivory leg." And that's exactly what it feels like to be a teacher at Columbia University is, you know, I don't know why I shouldn't be able to make a living wage working for such an incredibly wealthy institution just because I happen to be at a wealthy institution. That's very backwards thinking to me.
And now, on the other hand, as you say, you're a teacher. Many undergraduate classes on campus have been affected because there's no graduate students like you there to teach the classes. And Columbia's dean, James Valentini, said that that's actually harming the education of other students. Do you feel some responsibility to those students to get back to work?
Yeah, you know, I love my students. I've spoken with many, many colleagues who feel the same way. You know, we came here because we wanted to teach. That's part of why we're invested in our jobs, our roles as hopefully future professors in the long run. And I can't afford to work for Columbia University because I make $10,000 below a living wage because my peers can't afford to take their children to the dentist or to get glasses. You know, that's not something that's safe for us. It's not safe to work for Columbia unless you come from a privileged family that can afford to, you know, spot you money when you need it because Columbia expects us to go into debt in order to work for them. And I really want to support my students' education. I miss them. I miss being in a classroom with them. But at the end of the day, it's Columbia's responsibility as my employer and the people who, you know, accepted students' tuition money. It's their responsibility to create conditions in which it's safe for us to work for them and it's safe for us to teach the undergraduates that they claim to care about.
If you step back, so much is changing on this front with labor on college campuses. During the Trump administration, there was a debate whether student workers at private universities would even be allowed to form a union. And now many of your colleagues are organizing on campuses around the country. Do you think that power is shifting at all towards student workers?
It's definitely shifting. There was a case that you just alluded to, which is actually known colloquially as the Columbia decision. We had the landmark case in the National Labor Relations Board that determined once and for all that student workers, graduate workers, are workers. And I think that because Columbia was on the forefront of this, you know, we had this landmark case that said that we're workers, The whole world is watching to see what happens here. And so that has also made Colombia especially militant in pushing against us because, you know, I talk a lot about class solidarity. Well, there's a lot of class solidarity for the rich, too. They see themselves as a class and they're, you know, banding together to make sure that all the administrators at universities across the country are going to get a good deal out of this. The stakes here are very big, not just in terms of how much money am I going to make at the end of the day, but also we see that the wins in one workplace affect wins in another.
Johanna King-Slutsky is a student worker on strike at Columbia University in New York City. Johanna, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.